Hi, thank you. I'm sorry that we don't have slides. To be perfectly honest, neither of us were the ones that were supposed to do this presentation. So I'm just going to kind of talk about an initiative that's going on in China. You can envision some related slides if you'd like to. And then my colleague's going to talk about some related work in Philadelphia and then some collaborations that have happened between the two. So in Shandong province, you may have seen it on the map and the earlier presentation, but it's the third largest province in China, and it also has rates of sodium intake that are higher than the national average and rates of hypertension prevalence that are higher than the national average. And it's the first largest, it's the largest salt producer in China. So because of this, in 2011, the Shandong government, with assistance from CDC, launched the SMASH program, which is the Shandong Province and Ministry of Health Action on Salt and Hypertension. And the goal was to reduce sodium intake by 20% in the province of Shandong over 5 years, so by the end of this year, and also improve hypertension control within the province. In Shandong, they did a baseline survey in 2011. They found that the average salt intake was about 12.5 grams per day. So the goal through this initiative was to bring it down to about 10 grams per day by the end of 2015. And so through doing this, one of their goals is they're working with chefs. In Shandong, it's different than in the U.S. In the U.S., the majority of our sodium intake comes from the food supply. It's from packaged foods where the salt has already been added before it reaches the consumer. In Shandong province, the majority, it's like, I think it's about 78% of the salt intake is from salt that's added during cooking. So the main focus of their initiative is totally different than what we're working on. Here in the U.S., we're working with food in the food supply. In Shandong, they're working with cooks and educating consumers. So with chefs, local chefs in Shandong, they're working with them on training. So they've developed training resources about preparing lower sodium meals or using less salt in their meals. And they've also developed some recipe contests in the community, and also to kind of get the community, the patrons, the restaurant patrons involved. And then they developed and they disseminated this a salt spoon, similar to like a tablespoon that we would have here, that they distributed to both the chefs and the community members so they could start measuring and reducing the amount of salt that they use in their cooking. And then the government also designed a designated restaurant kind of logo program where the restaurants that were meeting these lower sodium guidelines could use this designation as sort of a publicity measure for them to let the community know that they're working to help reduce salt in their meals. The other focus of this initiative is to educate consumers, since they're also adding the majority of their salt to their own diet. So they developed some of their own resources, but then we had some sodium reduction resources at CDC. We have myriad resources for public health practitioners and for consumers. So they took those and they translated them into Chinese, and then they disseminated them to the appropriate audiences in China. And then they also... we write a biweekly newsletter called the Salt E Update, which just kind of has science briefs and what's going on around sodium reduction. So they also now translate that into Chinese and distribute it to their partners, to the restaurants, and to interested stakeholders in Shandong province. So their initiative there is a little bit different than what we're doing here, but it really is focused on educating consumers and helping chefs prepare lower sodium meals. They did an interim survey. So in 2011, when it was initiated, they did a baseline survey of salt intake and of knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors of consumers and restaurateurs around salt intake. And then they're going to do a follow-up survey in 2015 to see how this has changed. They did do an interim survey last year. They got the results, and they did find that salt intake within the province had declined to about 11.5 grams per day. So it does seem to be working. We'll see what the final results say at the end of the year. But our colleagues in Philadelphia are working on something similar, and they've actually started collaborating through one of the CDC salt updates, summarized some of the work that's going on in Philadelphia with the Healthy Chinese Takeout Program. And so they've kind of shared resources and worked on some evaluation measures that's been, I think, beneficial to both. So.
Our second presenter today is Guo Sang, She is a research associate at the Centers for Asian Health at Temple University, core team member of the Philadelphia Healthy Chinese Takeout Initiative, and also focus on chronic diseases and prevention in CVPR settings. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm here to introduce our program about sodium reduction in Philadelphia City. And as Jessica mentioned, this program, we also have some contact with China's Shandong's program. And this the Healthy Chinese Takeout Initiative, it's from, you know, part of a bigger project in Philadelphia. It's called Get Healthy Philly. And it was, you know, it is funded by CDC. And we launched it in 2012. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, the reason why we launched this program is mainly because, you know, there are over 400 Chinese takeout restaurants in around Philly City. And they are mainly located in the low income area, and their customers are African Americans. In Philadelphia City, and there are 40% of adults have hypertension, and in African American community, it's 50%. So one in two people are in, you know, dangerous situation. So we want to do something, and we found, you know, Chinese takeout restaurants, they are, you know, they located in the community, and they are their kitchen. So we want to collaborate with them and see if we can do something for, you know, prevent the hypertension, you know, in the next, maybe next generation. Yeah. And actually, you know, our goal is to decrease the sodium content about 10 to 15% within 5 years. You know, that was designed. And we collaborated with several partners, mainly it's from with the city government, Philadelphia Public Health Department, and Greater Philadelphia Chinese Takeout Restaurant Association, and Asian Community Health Coalition, and our center. We recruited 206 restaurant owners to participate in this program. And they, you know, get training from our professor who's from the Culinary School of, you know, New York City, New York State, and she's very famous. She also has some, research on the sodium reduction, and she did the one-on-one training and, you know, in-person training, and also gave the chef the chance to hands-on to practice how to reduce sodium in their dishes. And after the training, before the training, we get the baseline data, and we published the data in 2012. And after the training, we still doing the one-on-one on-site follow-up with them to see if they have any, barriers, or if they have implemented the strategy we taught them. And, we also do some booster education and compliance check to see the project, to evaluate the project. And another way we do the evaluation is we do the food analysis. It's blind food test. You know, we collect samples from, certain amount of restaurant and do the food analysis, send the sample to the lab to see if the sodium level was, decreased. And the other way, we also did some, campaign in the city through the radio and the poster in the bus station, subway station. And we also do some, kind of flyers and distribute posters in the Chinese takeout restaurants. And the customers maybe, get a chance to see what we are doing, and we are helping them to increase their, healthy status. And we also collaborated with China, and we have two teams have a meeting in 2013 and to share our progress and barriers, or better good strategies, and we kind of learning from China, the program, and they kind of know that food sample is one way to do the evaluation. I think they didn't do that, but we also learned from them. We are going to get some program launched into the community and to let more customers know what we are doing and improve their awareness of sodium reduction. The results for the food analysis, we have a poster will display in this afternoon at 2:30, and if you're interested, you can come over and we can talk one by one. And challenging, while we're doing this program, we found, most of the owners, they are family business. So they are very, they also have not very fluent English, speaking capability. And so while they try to communicate with their customers, it's a little bit hard. They only can, communicate with dishes, which order, So they said their customers, they have lower awareness of the sodium, excess sodium, too much sodium intake. And so they also help, we can do something to in the community and to let people know they are changing. But, so we have another program now currently ongoing. It's working with the church in African American community, and we are trying to go through, all the introduce a program to community members. And the other barriers is mainly they kind of they said one way we teach the strategy is do not give your customer soy sauce bag, and they mentioned okay, their customer will come back. You didn't give me, and that's my right. And, this strategy seems not very working, So we will just, let the owner know if you meet some barrier to implement the strategy, you can just, maybe give them what they ask for. Yeah, you will not automatically put in the bag. That's one way we are doing. And most owners, they are very, collaborative, and they have no incentive to, launch this program, but they want to have their customer have a better health status, and they want to help the community. So hopefully we can, go forward and get better results in the next step. Yeah, thank you.